Blog Talk Radio.
Oy vey, olay. How you doing, everybody? How's it going? I just got a kick. I'm just thinking about listening to the music of España and how the Spanish conquistadors explored the new world, and they brought goodies to the new world, and they took goodies back. And if you talk to people in Mexico, like one night I was sitting at a bar with a señorita, and she was crying, and she's saying, the Spanish, they came, they took the gold, they took the esmeraldos. Oh, those dirty, lousy Spanish, I hate them. I said, what language do you speak? She said, I speak Spanish. I said, how did you learn it? Oh, the Spanish taught me. Yeah, and now the Spanish are teaching us. Yeah, press 1 for Tico Tico. And press 27 for English. Yes, yes, what goes around comes around. And there's the mighty Spain who sailed thousands of ships throughout the universe, exploring and developing and flying those big sails with holy pictures on them and the crosses. And the Spanish Inquisition, yes, and the Crusades, all those Christian murderers. But nobody ever talks about the communist murderers who are murdering right up to this very minute. As a matter of fact, how many kids did you kill today, Mr. America? You know how many you killed today? before they locked up the shop for the night, the chop shop for the night, well, as I call it, Democrat Party headquarters, the abortion clinics, 4,700 American babies. That's right. That's the blood we have on our hand. That's our daily take. And we're not going to escape justice. You can pass a law, all the laws you want, and you can have Supreme Court judges verify child murder. But when you meet the big banger, he's got a list of baby names he wants to talk to you about. And he's named every one. And it begins with Saint. So, having said that, now that I've depressed you and ruined your supper, let me see if we can give you a tune. Should we give you a tune? Here, you know, in the 50s, one out of three songs had God in them. You find God in music today. Yeah, the women come out. The strippers would be ashamed. 50 strippers would be ashamed to dress the way the stars do. Time to get a little religion before you kill anybody.
Answer me, Lord above, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose my love. Please answer me, oh Lord. She was mine yesterday. I believe that love was here to stay. Won't you tell me where I've gone astray? Please answer me, oh Lord. If she's happier without me, don't tell her I care. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you. Please answer me, oh Lord. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you.
Life website, lifenews.com, and their top stories are Hercules actor Kevin Sorbo is proudly pro-life. Never forget the babies are slaughtered by abortion. Then there's another article about a 43-year-old paralyzed stroke victim who listened helplessly as doctors discussed donating his organs. Mom gives birth in her driveway and didn't even know she was pregnant. Video celebrates mom with cancer. I saw this story. She had cancer and she was on chemotherapy and she got pregnant. The doctors told her she would have to have an abortion because she couldn't interrupt the chemo and the chemo would kill the child. So, you know what she did? She let the child live. How did she do that? She took a leave of absence. She's in heaven now. Uh, and there are Hollywood celebrities who aren't afraid to speak out and say they're pro-life. And then there's a funeral service for a woman who died in a botched 5-month abortion. Tweetfest will demand Harry Reid allow vote to ban abortions on babies who feel pain. Let me tell you, they have been lying to us for 50 years, telling us that babies don't feel pain, and it's not a child until it's out running around. These people are sick, man. We're at the mercy of the Dr. Mengele's in the House and the Senate. It is really a crime, man. It is really a crime. Planned Parenthood kills 3,000 babies a day. They're wholesale. Isn't that something? 1,200 are white, 1,100 are black, which is out of proportion for any race. If it's true that blacks are 13% of the population, but in this ratio, they look how many they're killing on a daily basis. They're killing their own. Used to be, when Hitler was killing people, he rounded them up and sent them to concentration camps. These people are walking into the concentration camps with their children. Let's see what else. Abortion activists celebrate April as Abortion Well-Being Month. I like it when they scream in your face, "It's my body, and I'll kill as many kids as I want to." Yeah, it's my body. So listen, tell me something, lady. Do you own a hotel? Let me know which one, because I like to sleep like a baby. Yeah, unbelievable. Minnesota House approves amendment banning abortions after 20 weeks. You know, this is like Lot with God. Remember, if you can save, if there are 20 innocent people, will you destroy the city? And God said no. Right? And then Lot found out it was just him and the wife who wasn't listening to him and got turned into salt. I told you not to turn around. You never listen to me. Now, the movie that's going to really get everybody's jaw, everybody's preserves, is they're making a movie about the greatest Democrat that ever lived, Dr. Kermit Gosnell. Yeah. The Butcher, where is he, from Baltimore? The Butcher of Baltimore? He was from Baltimore. Action needed to stop taxpayers' funding of abortions in Virginia. You know, if somebody told you that you were paying to have all the Jews arrested and with your taxes, what would you say? Yeah. Well, you know, the Big Banger loves children. And there's no story you're going to be able to tell that's going to convince him that you didn't do the wrong thing. And definitely the guys who wouldn't even give you car fare to go to the clinic. So this paralyzed stroke victim says, "I heard them tell my girlfriend and my relatives there was no hope." Jim Fritzy, 43, told the Daily Telegraph. Oh, this is in England. This is England's healthcare. Oh, you know, it's a horror. You know what they're doing in England to aborted children? They're throwing them in a furnace to heat the hospitals. Yeah, I'm telling you, Google it. You'll be sick. Now, you know, even the Germans didn't think of that. I couldn't do anything. I could only see and hear. I couldn't move my body. Oh, man. Unbelievable. I remember that Terri Schiavo thing when they said, you know, well, she's not really smiling. That's just the facial muscles. And, no, she's not really crying. But they starved her to death. That's how they got rid of Terri Schiavo. I always felt that she was a murder victim, and she was the only living witness to the murder. And the Democrats covered it up. That's the cover-up party. Cup. It's a cup, but it's not a cup of kindness. The cover-up party. Operation Cup. Yeah, that woman, Elizabeth Joyce, a strong woman, beautiful wife, and courageous mother. She had a malignant tumor. She found out about it in 2010. She took surgery, 4 rounds of chemo, but she beat the cancer and predictions that she would not be able to get pregnant after treatment. Last year, the couple received the hope for news that they were pregnant, and shortly thereafter, the dreaded news that Elizabeth's cancer had returned. And they got a picture of her kissing the baby. That is beautiful. Oh, Jack Nicholson is pro-life. Yeah. Tinseltown, it's no longer Tinseltown, man. No, that's the home of the golden calf. Yep, it's really sad. Oh, man, this one gets me. Former abortion doctor on why he quit. When I had to count babies' arms and legs, it hit me. Because, you know, they got to account for every piece of the body. It's like a puzzle when it comes out. When they pull it apart, that they got to make sure that they pulled all of the limbs and everything. They didn't leave a leg behind or an eyeball. You know, it's really sad, man. Got to get rid of this shit. We got to put an end to it. And you know what else we got to put an end to? Drugs. Drugs is going to kill this country. I see today that they're now coming up with a counteractive drug to heroin overdoses because out in Suffolk County, Long Island, the overdoses by heroin have increased 84% since 2010. And let me tell you, once you do heroin, there's no coming back. Less than 1% is the survival rate. Oh, they got that Gosnell movie. Oh, it's a campaign. They got $300,000 to make this movie. They need $2.1 million to make that Gosnell movie. And there's a couple of Irish people doing it. And isn't it sad? Ireland was one country you couldn't get an abortion in and you couldn't get a drug. And now they got both. It's really sad. There's nobody safe in the world. And I was watching, I can't remember the country. The population was like 2 million in Africa, and 325,000 had AIDS. How sad, huh? Out of 2 million. Abortion Well-Being Month. Unbelievable. I often wondered if too bad they couldn't say, you know, we can't kill this kid until he has a right to, until he has reaches the age where he can defend himself in court. Yeah. Yeah, that's what they should do. Right now he's an absentee ballot with no vote. Yeah, or she. Okay. So, here's a report. Urban League. Unemployment worse for blacks than whites. What did you expect, man? You didn't believe all that baloney that guy was telling you, did you? Huh? The only guy he took care of was himself. You think he's going to put down a golf ball to stop and see if you're getting a meal tonight? You got to be kidding. This guy won the lotto. He's off in another world. He's not down here in the Crimea. 6 billion goes missing at the State Department. We could cut this government by two-thirds. And you know what? You got to get your tax money back. If you don't stop getting reductions in your taxes, they're going to suck you dry. They're going to suck you dry. So this is what liberals like to do with your hard-earned tax dollars. Check it out. Liberal is another word for communist. I'm reading about the beginning of communism in the Soviet Union and the Bolshevik Revolution. Man, you talk about a divided country. You have no idea what these other countries do. Nobody is more united than us, and right now we're split right down the middle. But that's the thing that made us great. One language, one culture. One country, one God. And now everybody's mucked it up. Muckabouts. In a special management alert made public Thursday, the State Department's Inspector General, Steve Linick, warned significant financial risk and a lack of internal control at the department has led to billions of unaccounted dollars over the last 6 years. Yeah, Bush did it all on the way out. He did. Yeah, I saw him. He was carrying treasure chests of gold. I say when the House and the Senate show for work, they should all be dressed in pirate costumes. The alert was just the latest example of the federal government's continual struggle with oversight over its outside contractors. Oh, the State Department has outside. I thought only the U.S. military, that corrupt U.S. military, that military-industrial complex. I'm just watching the Afghanis getting chewed up by the Russians, Russian helicopters, and how they would destroy villages, even went across the border. And speaking of waterboarding, let me tell you something. Beware of anybody that's against waterboarding to stop a terrorist attack, because they intend to kill you. They're the same one that wants to take your guns away. The lack of oversight exposes the department to financial risk. It impairs the ability of the department. What happened to Hillary Clinton? She ran it. Didn't she run a good game there? Huh? Look at the money she saved on phone calls when she hung up on the guys from Benghazi. Oh, and here's some of the comments. Hillary scandal? Nope, Bush did it. Didn't I just say that? Yeah, lots of laughs. Actually, if justice would be done, Hillary would be responsible for repaying every penny. Her and Michelle Obama, yeah, who's going to go to on another trip real soon. This happened on Hillary Ratman's Clinton's watch. She's responsible. She's accountable. She needs the money for the upcoming campaign. Right now, Obama's getting the blame for everything, and nobody's looking at Hillary. It's the old game, blame and deflect. Head Obama, he's not going to get reelected. We got to make sure that Obama gets all the blame and Hillary is blameless so that she can be on Mount Rushmore. Yeah, unbelievable, man, Mount Rushmore. Yeah, what difference at this point does it make? She's probably going to say, the best one is when her brother got caught with $450,000 large, as the mafia says. I don't know if they say 450 large or 450,000 large, but her brother Billy Ratman, he got caught, and they said, Billy, what you got in the bag? Oh, I got $450,000 I got from the Vignali drug family. Oh, is it for you, Billy? I'm supposed to say it is, but it's really for my sister and my brother-in-law. Yeah, why would they give it to you? I don't know. I can't give any pardons. And then they said, Hillary, your brother's got $450,000 here. Where did he get it? What's he doing with it? Oh, my goodness, did he get that from the as a champagne contribution for me? Oh, no, we don't take champagne contributions, not when everybody's looking. That has to go back to the Vignali drug family. Billy, you take that back right now, and I'll make sure you don't go to jail, because I have friends at the Department of Justice and the FBI. Yeah. And Billy brought it back. And he goes, Mr. Vignali, I'm sorry, I have to bring the payoff back because my sister got caught in public piano. And he said, okay, Billy. Hey, Billy, you're $50,000 short here. Oh, yeah, I had a handling charge. Yeah. Oh, it's okay, Billy. That's okay. You did a good job. Thank you, Mr. Vignali. And I think Vignali got a pardon. Not right away. When everybody stopped looking, they snuck him out the back door. This does not surprise me one bit. It probably lined the pockets of the monkey followers for when they leave office. The money, where all the money is, it's in the campaign contributions. It's in the campaign chests. And that the Supreme Court just raised the ante and said you can take more. You can get as much money as you can get your hands on. And you know what? You know that guy that has $1 to donate? He doesn't have a Pope's chance in hell. His vote doesn't count for anything, because you got Mr. Gucci Shoes sitting next to the people that make the rules. And Mr. Gucci Shoes pulls their chain. And that's why you got a corrupt government. There's no difference between the United States government and the shakedom of shakedown. Yeah. They get a piece of the action any way you look at it. And never forget that John Kerry's biggest campaain contributor was Bain Capital. That'll tell you everything. Oh, that's not true. You're making that up. That's an allegation. Google it, baby. Google it. More scandal under Hillary Clinton's time in office. You know, they didn't even bring the furniture back from the last robbery. Yeah. Over the last 6 years, that should fall directly on Hillary Clinton's shoulder. Since she is no longer there, I can hear a screech and everybody's, you know what? Everybody should show up at every town hall she's at and shout, "What difference does it make, Hillary?" Yeah, of course, the ultimate person in charge is Barry Sotero. So we all know nothing will be done about it. It is really sad. And I'm looking at that guy, what was his name, Lopez, that lost his mind and killed those people? Yeah, he looked like a regular guy. Now I'm wondering about meds, if meds are setting a lot of these people off. You know, when they give you the side effects, well, if you're taking under the arm a testosterone, you could get peanut gout. I nearly said penis gout. You're going to get crazy legs, and you're going to have a compulsion to gamble. You ever hear that one? If you got crazy legs and you take that pill so you can sleep all night, you're going to be into Donald Trump for $800,000 at the casino. Yeah, it'd be better if you stayed up and danced. $6 billion is not insignificant. People in state have to be jailed. I believe the State Department is as infiltrated by communists as it was in Joe McCarthy's time. I don't think anything changed, just the names of the actors. Every time you have Democrats, you have corruption and criminality. Evil is alive and well in the USA, and that's my point tonight, man. Good is bad, and bad is good. Another Democrat-run agency. Smaller government will save you and your life. Now that Obama has targeted New York City for an A-bomb and given Al-Qaeda ideas, yeah, waterboarding, it's a great thing. As a matter of fact, you know what I think? When they do waterboarding, they should play the Beach Boys music with it. Surfing USA. Yeah, waterboarding. You want a scenario that you can't stand? That you can't live with, and we'll go back to a tune. Pick the person you love the most, that you can't live without, who makes your everyday happy. And that person is buried in dirt, in a plastic bag, with 5 minutes of air left. And the person who did it to her is under arrest and sitting in a precinct interrogation room. And he's sitting there with his lawyer, who has 18 inches of paper declaring he has rights. And he's going to read them to you. And the guy is laughing at you. And you have a .45 pistol in your hand. Now, my question is, and you're close enough to save the person you love. She's buried somewhere nearby, or he's buried somewhere nearby. Now, my question is, after you shoot the ACLU lawyer, what do you do next? Yeah, I think you got the answer, right? So it's easy to be a fair and impartial when you got no skin in the game. When the shoe is on the other foot, it's very tight. This guy says Michelle has spent it on vacations. Close the EPA. The EPA destroyed American industry for China. And now we're going to pay a terrible price because the only things that we can build are abortion clinics and rehab clinics. That's all we're good for. And raising taxes on gambling, selling pot for 25% tax. Yeah, we're doing it for the kids. Yeah, now they're saying today that dogs can be hurt by marijuana. Yeah, unbelievable. How do you think they fund the Arab Springs, Blackwater troops, the riot in the Ukraine, SEIU International to protest in Venezuela, arms cash for the Muslim Brotherhood? And this guy says, let's start the rumor that the Koch brothers got the $6 billion and they're going to give it to conservatives in the next election. I bet there would be an investigation so fast it would make your head spin. If Reed doesn't react, you know who got the money. Oh, man, it is terrible. Democrats are bad for, they're bad for the country. They are the Communist Party. You don't want to admit it. You don't like to say the word communist because you were brainwashed. I bet you you're afraid of guns. Yeah. I bet you're afraid of women. Yeah. It's unbelievable. What difference? Everybody's saying, what difference does it make? Hillary ain't going to make it, man. If the country rises up, they won't even let her speak. I was witness by television of the 911 get-together to remember the fallen about a week after the towers came down. And it was all New York City cops. They had a big rally. And Hillary Clinton came out on the stage and they booed her. And then Richie Gere came out to save the day and goes, can't we all just get along? We just lost 3,000 people, 200 mothers with pro-life, 200 pro-life mothers with pro-life babies were killed, and they didn't even put the babies' names on the memorial. Anybody that had an upcoming daughter or son or granddaughter or grandson should have given that unborn baby a name and put his name up there on that memorial. Never should those 200 have died unknown. But you see, we only think this far, and the communists think two steps ahead of us. Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the communists win, they win, and when they lose, they win. And I say, when they come to the negotiating table, they come with nothing and leave with half of what you had before they came. And if you look at the Crimea, you can see it. And it's not looking good for the Crimea under the Russians. They're going to be crying a river because their tourist trade is down. And do you know who the biggest tourists were? Ukrainians. Yeah, they're loot, so they're going to have to get count on the Russians. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Say a little prayer for the Ukrainians that this guy doesn't play with them anymore. Toy with them. Oh, very nice. Nice picture of the girl that was on the Titanic. And let me give you a tune and we'll make your day here. Blog Talk Radio. Oh, I love this one. I give you Del Vikings. This was not one of their popular songs. Their popular songs were like Church Bells May Ring, Come and Go With Me, and one was The White Cliffs of Dover. That was pretty good. But this is the one I like. Is It Any Wonder?
Is it any wonder?
watched a movie last night. I think it's called The Way Back, and it was about Russians who were in Siberia in a concentration camp. They had to work in the mines. I think gold mines they were working in, and they planned to escape and get out of Russia. You know how hard that is? You know how big Russia is? You know where Siberia is? And you know when they planned the escape? In the middle of a blizzard, so they couldn't be tracked. So in the middle of a blizzard, one guy was like a pathfinder. He was pretty savvy on traveling, surviving, and direction, heading in the right direction. And you know how this is supposedly a true story. And Ed Harris was in it, and another guy that played Alexander the Great. You probably know him. And they walked 4,000 miles, avoiding getting caught. And they, you know, like they would be starving, and there'd be a village, that, you know, come up out of nowhere. They come upon a village, and they couldn't go there. And there was one scene where they're fighting wolves off or a carcass of whatever the wolves were eating. And they started out about eight guys, I think, and they picked up a girl along the way who was also, she left a farm, you know, the Russian farms. You see them, they traveled from Siberia, and they ended up in Tibet. Then they crossed the Gobi Desert, and then they went into India. And finally in India, they reached friendly territory. And you hear one guy saying, man, if I make this, I'm going to go to the United States. And I said to myself while I'm watching this movie, and then if you flip the channels, you see the Germans rounding up people and killing them. You see the Russians rounding up people and killing them. And I said to myself, when we fall, who's going to take us in? Nobody. Nobody. And if you've ever seen atrocities committed against the weak people, they're the first ones to be butchered. So you think about that. And while you still have the right to vote and to speak, you better make sure that we don't fall. So having said that, I'm going to look for... tribute to a guy named Tito Puente. What, are you going to play that Spanish music again? Oh, my dad used to call it the monkey music. Shut that monkey music off. What are you going to do? Now, listen, I love that Latin sound. When you get a real professional Latin ensemble, then they start off with a little bass. They start off with a little piano, and eventually it gets wild.
Yeah.
Okay. 2 minutes is all you can handle, right? Okay, I cut it short. I got a blog from a guy. I'm on his mailing list. Let me see if I can find it here. His name is Walid Shubat, and he's a converted from Islam, a Christian. And of course, I never find everything goes into the well here, my computer well. If I want to see something, and I put it on the side, I can't find it afterwards. I don't know what to do. I'm so helpless when it comes to computerization. But I'm looking at all of these people, these Janjawi in Africa and the Boko Haram, these Muslim murderers in Africa, and everywhere you see these African rebels and the colonels that are taking over the country and this guy wiping out the other guy, everywhere you look, they all got Russian weaponry. Yes. Remember when the communists used to talk about the military-industrial complex and our guns are killing everybody all over the world? I don't see that. I only see Russian weaponry. That's all I see. I found Shubat. This one's going to really make your day. Muslims take two men, decapitate them, and boil their heads. And they got a picture of two heads in a bucket. You know where else I saw heads in a bucket? In an abortion clinic. And it was more than two. And I'll never forget, I saw one with one head in a bucket, and he was African-American. Clearly. We wrote on how Muslims have been selling Christian blood, and they accused us of accusing Muslims of blood libel. We wrote on, this is from Walid, we wrote on Kuru disease, I never even knew there was such a thing, which can only be contracted through cannibalism in Syria. And we warned about Islamic cannibalism and rituals and even included videos of the human slaughterhouses showing how these savages process them as if they were cattle. And few in the media covered the story. I saw those videos. And if they were real, man, they are horrible. Freddy Fingers has nothing. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre has nothing on these people. And I guarantee you, if you show this as a movie, there'd be a lot of uncomfortable guys that enjoy Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 79. Muslim woman says enough, picks up a machine gun, and fights terrorists. Her name is Muyad. No, she is not a terrorist with an AK-47. There's another Russian sale. Muyad actually fights to get rid of terrorist scum that roams round about her community in the Anbar area in Iraq. Oh, that's when Obama gave it back to the Muslim Brotherhood. After 4,700 Americans died to bring peace and democracy to Iraq, Obama said, nah, the Muslim Brotherhood is for you. And besides, Iran needs a gift. Sure, she is an elderly lady in her 70s, but once you examine the video we obtained, you can tell she is no lady to be messed with. So they got a picture of her in a video. In other news, Muslim punk kicks his mother after she accuses him of being like his abusive father. And Le Pen on Muslim children in France, let them eat pork. Muslim sniper shoots people at random. Muslims declare women's existence is anti-Islamic. They ought to join the liberated women. Most absurd gun control argument you ever heard comes from a Democrat who was shot by Democrats led by Jim Jones. Remember that? The Democrat congressman went down there to get the scoop on Jim Jones, and as he was getting on the airplane, they killed him. And Pat Buchanan wonders if God is on Russia's side. Poor Pat Buchanan, man. You know, he makes so much good sense, and then all of a sudden, it's like off the cliff. God help us. God help us, Americans. We're a divided nation. We're all a bunch of splinter groups walking around pretending we care. How can you care when you kill 4,700 babies a day? You know, if we were captured, if we were defeated in battle, that would be one of the first charges brought against us. They would have Nuremberg trials. Okay. Further insights. Pass on that one. Every day they take another piece of the church. Yes, communism is here. Aged out of church, today's headlines. This is from Zionica. Zionica, Christian news from around the globe. Appeals court rules New York City can ban churches from schools. Whoa, how did that come to be? I like it. Appeals court? You mean it's like a bench? The bench ruled? There's no human being behind the bench? Huh? What's the judge's name? Do you think they'll tell me if I read this? A federal court ruled on Thursday. A federal court, not a judge, not a panel of judges. A thing ruled on Thursday that New York City can ban churches from renting public schools for worship services. Well, yeah, but you know what they're doing in New York City? They're renting empty Catholic schools for public schools. The 2-1 ruling from the Second Circuit Court is the latest twist in a long-running legal battle between the Bronx Household of Faith and the Board of Education in the city of New York. The church has held services at public school 15/2 since 2002, according to its website. But the legal conflict with the Communist Board of Education dates to the mid-1990s. The Board of Education's communist lawyers say allowing churches to hold worship in public school violates the First Amendment Establishment Clause. And where charity is found, where charity prevails, there God is never found. Russell D. Moore, president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention, calls the court's treatment of the Bronx House of Faith and other churches capricious and bizarre. You should be able to get a religious deduction because you're not getting any religious benefits from the government. So if you want to send your kid to a religious school, you should be able to cut your taxes in half. Yeah, so why doesn't somebody put that amendment up? Oh, no, can't do that. I have to go along with the crowd. I have to go with the hippopotamuses. Yeah. There was a movie about how Germany, Rhinoceros was the movie with Zero Mostel, and how Germany, everybody went Nazi. And it all started with a couple of guys, and eventually they all became rhinoceroses. A case of cutting off your nose to spite your face by eliminating the income stream. Schools are buildings owned by taxpayers. Churchgoers are taxpayers. Why shouldn't they be able to have the use of what they have a financial investment in? Amen, brother. There was a time in our nation's history when buildings accommodated both. Our founding fathers would consider the current issue petty. It's more than petty. It's a mission. It's a communist mission. There will be one God. His name will be communism. Who was the idiot who had nothing else to do and out of all the real problems in the world they thought this was? People are really going mad, a sickening, mindless ranting of needless attacks. Evil is among us, but we know we win big, and no foolish judge is going to change what is coming. Wouldn't you like to know the name of the judge and his background? Did he go to Communist Cucumber School? Does he attend Red Rallies? Is he an atheist?
I bet the Muslims can use it for free. That's true, buddy. They're going to make sure New York City turns back to a slaughterhouse. You know what? We may be. We may be a slaughterhouse, but it'll be by the hand of this government and the intelligence community that has no intelligence. We're going to take a big one. That is going to be the saddest day of my life because I'm going to lose some loved ones, including me. Yeah, well, this certainly frees up the Board of Education. And you know what? I talked to a guy today. He's shopping in Pennsylvania for a home because he doesn't want to pay high taxes. And he saw a nice house for about $289,000 over an acre of property, and the taxes were $9,000 in Pennsylvania. I says, oh, they must have got a look at New Jersey's books. And he said, you know what? After 9-1-1, a lot of people moved to Pennsylvania. So that's a father or a mother who commute to work and protecting their family from the big one. And you see all of these Janjaweed and Boko Haram boys and the Muslim Brotherhood, and they're all walking around with Russian weapons. You know what else Russia has to sell? Nukes. You're going to tell me that every Russian is going to say, no, 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 you can't have those. What? What's that, cash you got? Cash? Oh, you didn't say cash. Yeah. I worry about the Russian general who leaves Russia to live the fat cat life after scoring, after selling a nuke, and he decides to take up residence in South America. What, he's not coming to New York? How come? The fuels in New York City are hurting themselves by losing a good revenue stream from renting their facilities when not normally in use. Well, they don't need the money. They can take it from you, all you got and all they want. But there are other facilities, hotels, etc., that would be glad for the income. The school board can suck wind. Well, probably the church wasn't paying that much and probably getting it for free. But where charity and love prevail, their God is always found. So when did he leave New York? And I had a thought today about, you know, you ever go down to Texas and you see the guys wearing the cowboy hats and the boots, and one of them will hear your New York accent and they'll say, hey, did you ever, hey, boy, did you ever bust a bronc? I said, no, but I rode a train in the Bronx. You ever ride a subway? Oh, no, no. I can do 20 minutes. I can do 20 minutes on a steer, but I can't do no 20 minutes on the 8th Avenue. Yeah, right. You got it right, buddy. You got it right. All those girls have to get on there and be groped. Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. See, if I get on, I don't mind getting groped. As a matter of fact, every morning I go to the airport for the pat-down. I make believe I'm getting on a plane. Let me give you a tune. We're running out of time here. We'll find a nice tune for you, make your day. You didn't like that Tito Puente tune, huh? Did you like Is It Any Wonder by the Dell Vikings? That was pretty good, wasn't it? My grandson likes this tune. I'm just going to play the first part of it, and we'll jump to another tune. This is what he likes. He likes the whistle. And every time he sees me, he says, Allentown. Unbelievable. Drop the big one. You want to play Drop the Big One? You want to hear the Duprees?
Here's the Duprees. Night music for you.
Forever and
say a little prayer for the boys in Fort Hood and also for Lopez, because God knows what went through, what racked his mind. Have a nice night.